Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today on episode 101 of Typical Chicago Fans, we have Sinkers and Floaters, the TCF Sports Minute, over-unders of summer activities, and the TCF top three of summer drinks. Let's roll. Hello and welcome to episode 101 of Typical Chicago Fans. We are back. It is me, Boomy, on Twitter, at BoomyTCF. Make sure you follow the main page, at Typical_Chicago. Head to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Type in Typical Chicago Fans. Give those pages a like. Follow the YouTube page for all of our content in video form. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you give us a follow there. But make sure to follow the guys on Twitter that I am joined with tonight. That is Zach at Z, Alilia TCF, and of course, Maddie at Schools_01. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at 26shirts.com Chicago. Head over to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago, to check out some of the coolest Chicago sports merchandise around. They've got everything from the shirt you see right here. Mm-hmm. I always keep it behind me. They've got tons of shirts, hats, hoodies, whatever you need. They're all great. They all fit perfectly. You can't go wrong. 26shirts.com/Chicago. Use promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off your order. If you love our show, love great Chicago merch, like I said, 26shirts.com/Chicago. Promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off. But it's been a while, but we are back. I'll be honest, the end of the work year got the best of me, and, you know, the world is starting to reopen, fellas. We're kind of back into, I wouldn't say 100% normal, but we're as close to normal as we've been in a very long time, and we're just all trying to take in, you know, the best aspects of that. So how you boys been?
Good. Been doing a lot of golfing, just getting out and about. Yeah, like Boomy said, he's been doing a lot of coaching with school coaching and AAU coaching. It's been, I think, about a month or so
since podcast. May 5th was the last one.
It was the 100th episode, but we're back. We're going to try and do at least one podcast and one morning show a week for right now. So we're going to get back into the swing of things and just get back to talking some sports.
That's right. Maddie, what about you, my man?
Just starting to enjoy the summer a little bit, man. Finally, the weather feels like summer. Lately, up until last week, it was like in the 40s and 50s and
yeah,
most of the days. But no, it was hot as hell this weekend. It was definitely that welcome to summer feeling if you were outside much. But just got to get on the water, get a drink in your hand. All's good, man.
Nothing wrong with that. Me and the wife went out today and, you know, just kind of did a little Sunday fun day cruise. And it was the first time that it truly did feel like summer. You know, it was like 80 something out, you know, a little bit of a breeze going, you know, you could sit outside on. Of course, like now, one of my favorite parts of the quarantine and everything that happened was like every bar and restaurant has like outdoor seating that they kept, which is, even better. So, you know, to kind of sit outside, sit under the shade, you know, have a couple drinks, you know, eat some good food. It finally felt like a little bit of a return to normalcy. So, you know, just trying to live every bit of it up. So, but let's jump back into a regularly scheduled programming. Of course, we start off Sinkers and Floaters.
Boomy, I don't mean to mix things up, But I need to start with my sinker because it goes right from what we were just talking about. It's humidity. Humidity sucks. Yes. I hate it. It's the worst. Like, you just go outside and you just start sweating. You just walk out the door and you sweat. It's ridiculous.
Three shirts today. I went through three shirts. Yeah. Just because it's like one, like you take a shower when you wake up, you throw one on, you're sweating in like 6 minutes. Oh. All right, well, that one's gone. Like, because you just got out of the shower and you're already covered. It's like, what's the goddamn point? So you get rid of that one. Then it's like one you actually do stuff in. And then it's like, okay, well, I got to take another shower at this point because I just stink. And then you're on shirt three. So
yeah, me and Boomy just went golfing this morning, came home, took a shower, went back outside, and it's just like, why did I even take a shower? I'm just sweaty from walking outside. Yeah,
it's gross.
Yes, it is.
Gross. I hate winter, though, so I'll take this one. I take it over winter.
Mm-hmm. We've all lived in North Central Illinois our whole lives. You think by the time we were the age we are, we'd get used to it. But no, I literally every time about the, you know, when it hits like that mid 80s and it's still humid, it still sucks. Like, there's no beating around the bush.
There's definitely something charming about air conditioning and being inside. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, see, we haven't even turned our air on yet, but I got the you know, the content cave down here, and it is at least 15 to 20 degrees cooler than it is upstairs. So I just post up down here, and it is a absolute godsend because, like you said, Matt, even if you take a cold shower, give it 5 minutes and you'll get that back. It's brutal. Yeah. Absolutely brutal. My sinker, on the other hand, is Florida Gators baseball. Florida, as everybody probably knows by now, is my favorite, you know, major college school. And they came into the season ranked, preseason ranked number one in college baseball. They get beat pretty badly by South Florida on Thursday and then get absolutely pummeled by South Alabama, who most people don't even know is Division One. They got beat like 19-1. So they got their asses whooped. Bad showing. They were the like 15th overall seed in the NCAA baseball tournament and just got absolutely pummeled. And then there's rumors swirling around. I don't know how much you guys follow college baseball, but the LSU job became open like last week. The guy retired. He's had the incredible run, sent all those guys, you know, Dansby Swanson, who's the one, Bregman, you know, tons of guys to the pros, and that job is now available. So now all the rumors is that Sullivan, the coach at Florida, is going to be taking that LSU job, and that, you know, we get bounced from the regionals way too early, and then there's rumors that your coach that's won a national title and taking you so many College World Series is leaving for LSU. Like, just ripped my heart out already.
I don't think it was Dansby Swanson. They had Bregman.
Right. Yeah, Dansby Swanson was
because they were 1-2 in the same draft. They were 1-2 in the same draft.
That was, you're right. Swanson was Vandy.
Yeah, Bregman was a stud there too. He was really good. LSU was an awesome program.
Cool or not, there was a kid that played shortstop for LSU. He ended up in the Cardinals system. He had like bleach blonde hair. He was really good.
Was it?
That's gonna drive me nuts. I cannot remember that kid's name. But anyway, his mom, I think, was a Division I college basketball coach at, like, Texas A&M or something like that. Huh. So it's going to drive me nuts for the rest of the night that I can't think. But, yeah, but Florida baseball, tough look. Not great. Let's hope Sullivan doesn't leave. So, Maddie, what is your sinker this week?
My sinker, and I'm going to go back to being petty again, boys, because it's been a while. And it was something KFC brought up on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and I saved it a while ago when I thought we were doing our show last, and it got away from us. But he had a tweet about this, and it's people who we were talking about movies like coming out because all the, you know, COVID had set back so many movies, and people are getting jacked about like the roster of movies that's coming out. And he said something about people who call them films, and I could not agree anymore. Like, I mean, it's 2021, and if you're calling movies films, like,
what is it, 1941?
It's just. It was such a like such a great tweet because it was just, it was one of those you just could feel the disdain, and like I could feel the same disdain. It just made me think of things like that other people, like people say, that drive me nuts. And it's like people that
I feel like that's a kind of a long list for you, Maddie.
Well, I got three that I got spotted right away. Is the book is better than the movie is fucking so far from an automatic that. Give me a break. I'm not even going to go into all the examples, but.
Oh, a movie that I can watch in 2 hours and a book that's going to take me 6 weeks to read.
A book, Yes, they tied it up. All right. The book is better than the movie, people. It's the worst. This one is my wife. Pergola and shiplap and or shiplap. If I hear those two words again, I'm going to take steaming hot coals like irons and shove them in my eyeballs, because those two words right now, pergola, she wants a pergola on the dock. If I keep hearing fucking that word pergola, I'm going to lose it.
And hey, then Matt, the last one, I was at today had a beautiful pergola outside. It was,
yeah, exactly.
Incredible.
And then the last one is, and somebody at work brought this up because she was talking about things that annoyed her. And I don't know how it got brought up, but she said the "see you next year" on New Year's Eve. Like people that say, see, yeah, that one, it makes me want to punch you. So that's the third one I thought of. So that's my sinker, is just people that say shit that just drives you nuts.
Yeah, what I can't stand.
Like I said, I wanted to get petty with it tonight.
We nope. should have a segment of the podcast that's just like things not to say to Maddie.
No, it'll be like the old.
No, it's not even just me. Because I mean, come on.
I know it's not just you. It's probably Boomy too.
Yeah, he's just speaking for all of us. But like, this is like the Peter Griffin segment where he's like, you know, what really grinds my. We need to have a segment like what grinds his gears.
There's definitely that was a good episode. We'll say that.
Absolutely, good choice. Let's move into our floaters. I'll go ahead and start. Mine is the Illinois Valley Pistol Shrimp. I think we talked about this a couple months ago when it got announced that Peru, Illinois was getting a independent league baseball team. They moved from DuPage County and are playing at Veterans Ballpark in Peru. But it's the Illinois Valley Pistol Shrimp. Went to the game on Saturday night. Didn't go well on the scoreboard, but that's, you know, didn't matter. They absolutely fantastic setting out there. Free admission, free parking. They've got local food doing vendors out there every night. They had, I think it was Tony's Butt Shack, which was the barbecue place. Free admission and free parking. I can't emphasize that enough. That's and the food, awesome. And
they said just to get in with that free food. Ooh,
the food wasn't free, but
no, I know, but just to get there and it's free to get in, and then all that food is available. It looked amazing because I was not there, but I had the Pistol Shrimp on Instagram, and I saw their Instagram story and stuff and all that. The food looks amazing.
So last night, Tony's Butt Shack did a whole hog roast, and then they used that meat and diced them up into like sandwiches, and they were fantastic. My wife got the double cheeseburger. Absolutely incredible. They got a little bar set up, very reasonably priced drinks. They have a signature cocktail called the Shrimp Cocktail. It was $5. It was incredible. You can go out there and like you keep saying, you know, free admission, free parking. You spend $40, have some good food, have a couple drinks. I think they had like Trulies and White Claws for like $3 or $4. You know, you can't go wrong. And I mean, a name like the Pistol Shrimp. I mean, there's nothing to go wrong there. And, you know, it's just good to kind of be back in the, you know, I guess amateur baseball, you know, getting out to see that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's kids who play college at multiple different levels. They have kids from the local community college. They also have kids that played at like Cal and a couple other places out west. So very neat. So if you haven't had a chance yet or are looking for something to do and you're in the Illinois Valley area, get yourself to a Pistol Shrimp game ASAP.
That's awesome. My floater, guys, is it's air conditioning. You can tell how my weekend went. I don't know. This is going to sound awful. What did they do without air conditioning?
I haven't even turned mine on yet.
I understand that, but, like, you know it's there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, for, like, those days when it's just downright nasty. Oh, it's
my gosh. Imagine. Imagine a life where you're just hot all the time.
Dude, I didn't have air conditioning. And Zach, you know this, where I grew up, we didn't have air conditioning until I moved out for college. When I moved into my college dorm was the first time I had legitimate air conditioning. So it's nothing new for me. So I look at it like a luxury when I do get air conditioning. So I can definitely respect that.
You know, it's there. Like when you get in your vehicle, there's air conditioning. Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
Getting into the car is a great that like when the air cranks up on a hot car, that feeling is top notch.
It's definitely a top five. Oh, was it
they did a dog walk
out. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, no, I think it was dog walk, the best air air conditionings, I think. And it was, that one was a very good episode. I think it was Rico was on there.
Yes. Yep. Air conditioning is one of the greatest inventions of modern history. I think we can all agree to that. Maddie, what's your floater?
Well, boys, my floater is fantasy basketball. And specifically, oh, it was me destroying all the right, field
next segment.
In the first ever TCF Fantasy Basketball League. Yeah. Boys, what do you think? Yeah, everyone was making fun of me taking Chris Paul. Yeah.
No comment.
Look who got the last laugh there. I do have a bonus floater, too. And it is, boys, you got to be able to smell it at this point. And
the Rock. I'm
gonna pass along that fragrance. We're 83 days away from kickoff weekend of NCAA football. 83 days.
It's right around the corner.
As we record right now. Zach, that'll buy you editing time if you want to take a day or two to edit. That way, I don't have to say it's 83 from the time of recording, which is Sunday.
Did you see that somewhere, or do you have a countdown for that?
No, I actually Googled it. I looked up the date of the first weekend, which is August 28th, and then I said how many days until August 28th, 2021. It's 83.
Even better. Even better. I love it.
Google don't lie.
Well, like we said earlier, it's been a while since we've had a show. So we've got an extra long TCF Sports Minute. We've got a ton of stuff to talk about. Let's start off on the north side. We got the Cubbies. 33-26, I believe, is their record right now. Tied for first place. I think the biggest thing we can say about the Cubs right now is kind of the surprise. I mean, obviously we know that there's talent on this lineup, but I mean, a month ago, did we think that we'd be sitting here after one of the best Mays in baseball that this team would be in first place and looking?
Would you think one of the hottest hitters on the team is Patrick Wisdom?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is playing amazing right now, and he's playing good at a great time because the Cubs are looking for somebody to fill some spots with so many injuries and stuff going on like that. Jason Hayward finally back this weekend. I didn't realize he was out so long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But it's just been fun to watch the Cubs as, I guess you would say, overachieve in people's eyes.
Oh, definitely.
But they're tied for first place with the Brewers, and the Brewers playing very well right now, which is not great. But something nice to know, the Cardinals not playing very well. They're having a lot. Did they have a second pitcher injured? Oh yeah, they have
Flaherty's hurt.
Yeah, Flaherty and Kim. I think the Cubs could win the division, boys.
Yeah, do you guys look at it right now in the sense of like this is great, but you know, like they're definitely overachieving. I think we can agree there. But like, do you look at it in a sense of like, let's enjoy this for the moment, or do you think they are like legitimate contenders? I mean, I know we're only sitting at the early part of June, but like, how do you guys kind of look at the rest of the rest of June, July, August, and September? Is it kind of I find myself in a tough situation where it's great that they're doing the things they are, but like, do we expect them to maintain this for the, the rest of the, whatever we have, 100-plus games left?
They got to get a pitching version of Patrick Wisdom in some capacity. And they need whether it's Hendricks or Arrieta to start,
Maddie, guess what? That guy was at Wrigley Field this last week.
Yes, he was.
You Darvish!
Yes, he was.
Sorry. But like, when I see all these reports of them, they're trying to look for a trade for Max Scherzer. It's like, we had a Max Scherzer and you Darvish.
Yeah. I will believe it when I see it if they get Max Scherzer. Okay.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Pitchers here, like, we had a guy like it.
You gave up. You Darvish is one of the best pitchers in the league right now again. It's Jacob deGrom's on a different planet, but then Darvish is in that next tier below.
Guys, do you think that the front office is kind of looking at this like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Like, or they're looking at it in a sense of like, Brian's playing as well as he ever has. This is like, they might be licking their chops thinking this might be
the way, like you said, with being excited, and I'm excited. Like, I'm going to be excited all year. But like, it's almost like you want that trade deadline to be over with already.
I just got a bad feeling about
this. You know what I mean, though? Like, if we can get past the trade deadline, then
they can't sell third and first.
No, they can't, but I hope they don't.
If they do, that's just
what I'm happy you're gonna,
that you is. Just never know, Matt. You know, it's just like you never know. And it's nerve-wracking.
We the also,
problem is, if you're in first, you're going to lose a lot of guys for nothing, too, is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, you know, we probably would have, if there was a full season last year, we'd have been saying at this point last season that there's no way they'd trade Yu Darvish after, you know, the season he had. And look where we're at now. You never know. I got a feeling that Kimbrel's going to get traded either way. But the KB one, you just, like you said, if you're in first, it's really hard to justify trading when you have a chance to win the division. That's, you're going to piss a lot of people off if you get rid of guys like KB, and you
just get nothing for it either. That's just brutal. It's just brutal. Yeah.
Now, if it was like a,
enjoy it.
If it KB was like is, a real
life, he's playing at 2015, 2016 levels, like the rookie of the year MVP levels. Yeah. Man. Like he's just, it's fun to watch. He's healthy though, too. I mean, that's what.
If you got a team that point, like, offer you like the Cubs gave for Chapman, you know, what you think about it, like, you know, where you pick up a top five, top 10 prospect, you know, like Gleyber Torres, do you start looking at that a little bit different?
Well, frankly, if they fall off the map a little bit and, you know, say they fall into third place, they go on a losing streak, fall into third place. My opinion is, I think you have to listen to anything. And if you're going to get a boatload for Chris Bryant now. And
yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't go throw a boatload of money at him in free agency. Because they're going to have money. You know, they're not going to have anybody else to sign. Go sign him in free agency. Right now. He's the best player out there. Go get him. You know?
We'll see after the you know, the whole crying poor incident, and then automatically
it's crap. All that's crap. Yeah. Now they're not gonna have anybody left. You know,
billionaires crying poor. Give me a break.
Yeah, Darvish, how good would he be, Zach? Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah. We got to stop bringing that one up every time they say it's
no,
like,
no, we don't.
It's unbelievable though. Like,
but it's actually, like ripping that stamp off.
Bring it up more often.
Yeah, it needs to be like a broadcaster from the mountaintop that they gave him away.
I don't disagree with you. It's pulling the scab off every single time, and it's brutal. Anything else on the Cubs? Like you said, Patrick Wisdom, just unbelievable. And I follow like all of the Cubs minor league teams, and this kid I must have just missed. I've never heard of him.
Chris Bryant playing like an MVP, and Javi Baez, what a turnaround, honestly. I mean, we didn't know if he could hit a baseball for a little bit, too. He's playing very well lately.
And it's been consistent for the last, but he is one of the most bipolar hitters, like, in recent memory, and maybe even in any baseball memory. The guy either goes on tears or he, like you said, you don't know if he can hit a baseball.
But he's just so smart baseball-wise. Like, you just always know what's going to come back.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention this. I know we talked about Wisdom, and then we can switch up to the Sox here. But Wisdom today, this is on ESPN.com. He hit two home runs in the Cubs' 4-3 win over the Giants, giving him seven homers in his first eight starts. According to the Elias Sports Bureau, only Cincinnati Reds outfielder Aristides Aquino and Colorado Rockies shortstop Trevor Story have hit that many in their first eight games with the team.
That's absurd.
Nuts.
Do people understand how long Major League Baseball has been around?
Nuts, dude.
And the fact there's been three guys.
That's crazy because I remember there was a baseball stat recently that was like a guy from like 1845 was in the history books for it. It's like, what?
The only thing I want to say about that, if we get Aquino versus Story, give me the Story version of the outcome, please. Mm-hmm. Guy's
very good call. Very good call, Maddie. Moving to the south side, the Sox 36-20-23 sitting in first place. I mean,
99 problems, but Tony La Russa ain't one, right?
I mean, that guy is – we could go – we could have a whole episode just dedicated to him. I mean, trying to sacrifice bunt yesterday. And basically, the rest of baseball is just not using bunting anymore.
I don't know what Jerry Reinsdorf is doing with this. Like,
it's his body. That's the only reason.
Amazing team right now. And my theory, this guy who just keeps trying to mess things up as your coach. It's like, what are you doing?
My theory is it's an experiment. He's trying to see. He's trying to see if 1990 or 1985 baseball will work in 2021.
Yeah,
like, it's literally like a science project for him.
The thing is, it's actually going well. Like, their record is good. They're in
the
first place.
Well, yeah, because the roster that Rick Hahn. Yeah, Rick Hahn built a monster of a roster. Team is outstanding.
They're winning despite him, not because of him.
They're winning because their offense is absolutely explosive, dude. Their offense is an absolute machine.
And they don't even have probably their two best hitters.
Arguably their two best hitters, or at least their two best offensive players.
Yeah, it's just, you like
know, Robert's a fuck. Robert's an absolute stud.
Offense is gonna be good for a while.
Yeah, well, they're getting that Oscar Colas too from the international draft, who sounds like he's just like an absolute freak.
It's awesome to see both Chicago baseball teams in first place. It's just
they're going to roll with that division.
They're gonna have no problem with that division.
I mean, what would you think that team needs to go for? Because you got to figure that they're gonna make a push at the deadline. Supplement. What are they? Bullpen's been good.
Maybe another outfielder.
Yeah, probably.
Probably is an outfielder. You're right.
Yeah, if I had to guess. And, like, there's also, you know, the...
Maybe
the
they would give an absolute boatload for Chris Bryant if the Cubs started slumping.
It's not like they really need a starting pitcher, because if they really wanted to, Kopech could be the starting pitcher they want.
Right.
True, yeah. I mean, they don't have a ton of, like, desperate needs. Like you said, maybe another outfielder to get him by in hopes that, you know,
Eloy... Let's not kid ourselves. Dallas Keuchel hasn't been anywhere near the pitcher that they were hoping.
Yeah. But in the same breath, do you know who leads the American League in ERA? I know it's kind of an antiquated stat anymore.
Carlos Rodon.
No, it's Lance Lynn.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought ERA, it was Rodon's under two.
Lance Lynn has a 1.23 right now.
They're starting pitching.
That's crazy, dude.
Awesome.
Lance Lynn's a bad dude.
All around.
He's a bad dude.
This team is very good. So other than their coach, I don't think they have any problems.
Yeah, it's smooth sailing as of now, you know. Yeah. Little to complain about. Let's move into some Bears talk. Obviously, we've talked at length about, Justin Fields. And Jay Cutler came out this week and said maybe to hit the brakes just a touch that, this isn't Ohio State, I think, was his direct quote. Where do you guys sit? What do you want to see out of the Bears' first-round draft pick this year? Do you want to see him game one? Do you want to see him, you know, kind of take the Patrick Mahomes route and, you know, maybe sit a year, then come – or, you know, I don't think Patrick Mahomes sat the whole year, but it was pretty close to it.
He played week 17 when they had
that's what it was.
Locked up.
So where do you guys sit on this?
I think that you'll see Andy Dalton out there probably week one. But I think in that next few weeks, I would like to see Justin Fields because – you know what? I don't know. What do you think is going to happen with Andy Dalton out there as the quarterback? Unless he's not ready, but I think that he will be.
That's going to –
That's coming from a guy who just wants a good quarterback out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A guy
whoever's going to be
prepared to go out there his first year. And it's just like – I don't know. I would like to see him out there sooner rather than later.
I agree. If he shows like he's like capable in preseason, I have no problem starting in week one. Go with your best players at this point. All I want
is a fair competition for the starting quarterback. I don't want it just to be, Andy Dalton's got it. Like, I want Andy Dalton to kind of have to earn it also.
The field shows like he's a hard worker.
If he's not ready, then I totally understand. But
if he looks like he's got stuff to work on, then
let's let him play because I'm ready.
I agree. I don't think you just sit him just for the purpose of sitting him. Mm-hmm. I don't think that does anybody good.
Yeah, I think you don't go into training camp going, Andy Dalton's the quarterback.
Do you worry that it might be expedited to get him on the field because of all of the heat around the front office?
Might be, but I mean, the one thing I want to—I mean, you look at like Russell Wilson when he was drafted as what, a third rounder. They had signed Flynn and they signed Tavares Jackson.
Yeah,
and you know, so they had presumed who their starters would be. It was going to be one of either Jackson or Flynn. All of a sudden, Wilson played out of his mind in preseason and, you know, took the job right away. I follow that model. You have your plan, but if your plan gets altered because somebody else is better, then go.
Especially if it's getting altered because of something positive and not an injury or whatever the case might be. Yeah.
Right.
Don't hate it. I mean, like you guys said, like, you just want whoever's best out there. So it'll be interesting to see as the summer progresses and all the, you know, workouts and all that stuff. Let's move into some NBA playoffs. The semifinals in each conference are set. In the East, we have Milwaukee taking on Brooklyn, and also the Hawks are up 1-0 on Philly. In the West, we got Denver and Phoenix. And LA, the LA Clippers and the Jazz, obviously, you know, the big news last week, the Lakers get bounced. LeBron eliminated from the first round for the first time in his career. But I think we saw it today. We had game seven in the last opening round. And then we had the first second round game. If it's going to be like this, boys, it's going to be an incredible semifinals, conference finals, NBA finals. Let's just keep this up, man. There's still so much good talent in the NBA left in the NBA playoffs right now.
Yeah, because the Hawks got out to an early, pretty big lead. I think they're up 20 or something.
They were up like 26 or something.
I think they ended up winning by what, two?
Four.
Four.
Yeah,
four. But yeah, there's so much good young talent still in the playoffs right now.
Trey Young is stupid.
Oh. It's awesome.
Remember how when
Devin Booker for the Suns, like the Nets have, well, I don't know if Harden's going to play right now, but they still have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving.
When Kawhi goes off is one of the most impressive things to watch, too.
Embiid is amazing. You got Kawhi Leonard still in the
playoffs. Donovan Mitchell still in. I mean, just
because – I understand, yeah, with the LeBron stuff, like, it's what – this playoffs are still going to be
– Jokic.
Yeah, this thing is fun as hell.
Fucking MVP.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it a bad look that, you know, two of the biggest names in the game, you know, like I said, Dame Lillard and Luka are bounced in the first round?
I think we've just rattled off enough guys that are, like, of that same ilk. Let's not kid ourselves. Lillard's a phenomenal player, and you know, he's not getting his teams to the finals. He's not getting his teams to the conference, you know. So there's other guys that are playing every bit as, you know, he's hitting ridiculous shots. Let's not kid him. I'm not trying to take away anything that he did. But his teams aren't winning, and there's other teams that have these guys we just rattled. So, no, I think there's so much talent, like Zach said, and like you were hitting on too, Boomy. The NBA, it's just loaded right now.
It's in such good hands. And like you said, I mean, I think Luka's, you know, one of the best players in the NBA. And you're still, I mean, obviously you'd like to see him continue on. He is, you talked about when Kawhi gets hot, when Luka's on, I mean, it is something to be seen. And remember when Luka first started to kind of go off, you know, I think it was the beginning of last year or whatever his first year was. And everybody said how dumb of a trade that was, Luka and Trae Young. And now they're like two of the top, you know, probably 15 players in the NBA. I mean, what a trade that turned out to be. I mean, it's wild to look back on it. What were we now, 2, maybe 3 years after that, and see these two guys just absolutely going off in the playoffs? It's insane. Who do you guys think? Let's make it right now. We're at the beginning of the conference semifinals. Who is winning the East?
Well, we didn't even talk about him yet. The Nets. Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I think
like,
I don't think there's anyone that can beat them.
We were talking about, you know, all these guys in the league who like do all these. We didn't mention Kevin Durant and, you know, Kyrie Irving.
Jeez, I did.
I did. I'm sorry, Zach. I missed that then. That's my bad then.
No, but like you're saying though, like that's
maybe it was me. Maybe I glossed over him. You know what I mean? But it's like pointing the finger at myself. But like that team is Durant is ridiculous, dude. It's so stupid. It's 7 foot what he's capable of doing outside. It's just, it's not fair.
And well, then with Blake Griffin, all of a sudden, they don't miss a beat. Like, they just keep moving.
Blake Griffin's going to all of a sudden channel, like, 2012 Blake Griffin. He's going to be, like, flying all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, he got in, like, a wrestling match, you know, in the
game.
That series is going to be incredible. I think Brooklyn's probably the best team. It's who I hate to be like this. I don't think that the Hawks or the 76ers have it to get to the finals. So I think whoever wins the Bucks-Nets series is going to go to the NBA Finals. It's probably going to be Brooklyn as well. But I think you have to put a caveat on that in the sense that it's going to kind of rely on if Harden's going to be available. Because obviously they finished it off and they won game one, but if he's not going to be available for a seven-game series, you might be looking at something a little different.
I'm saying it's going to be the Brooklyn Nets and the Phoenix Suns in the NBA championship.
I got Nets, Nuggets.
I think whoever wins the Nuggets-Suns series will win.
And that's the thing. Like, I should probably believe in the Clippers more because, you know, they have, you know, the firepower that – I mean, they won Game 7 today by 15 points. But it's like I almost like the other three teams – for some reason, more than the Clippers. But I think that, I mean, Jokic is just insane. I mean, I don't – you cannot count out a guy who's, you know, probably going to win league MVP. I just like the Nuggets. And it's crazy to think that Jamal Murray's still out. Am I correct in that?
Oh, yeah. He tore his ACL.
Yeah, that's what I like. They're still playing very, very well. And, Zach, I don't hate your pick, though, because they do have that veteran presence in Chris Paul. You know, and all these young guys that are playing at the top.
And they're just fun to watch. So that's the team that I want to win.
Sure.
The whole thing. Sure.
Maddie, who do you got?
I gotta go with the Nets, I think, in the East. And then I think it's probably – I'm going to go with the Suns, dude.
Let's go.
Booker and Ayton are really, really damn good young players, man. And well, Booker, if he's going to start shooting like that, you know, everybody talked about the game Lillard had. Booker absolutely put the Lakers to bed, and he put them to bed quickly. And the way he shot in the first half of that game
was
something else. But then, like I mentioned when I was talking about my awesome fantasy basketball team, was Chris Paul. Like, they got that kind of that grizzled vet, the floor general, kind of, you know, keep the pace and keep them calm and keep them kind of steer the ship a little bit when it needs to be done, so not put so much pressure on the younger guys, too. A lot of talent. My guy from Carolina, Cam Johnson, he's a really good contributor on that team. And they, you know, fun team to watch.
Absolutely. I think no matter what, you know, matchup we get out of these eight teams, I think we're, you know, set for, like you said, about another month of really good basketball. So let's keep it going that way. Maddie, you got to fill us in. I'll be very honest. I haven't been watching a ton. I have watched a little bit. But what's going on in the NHL playoffs?
Well, the bracket is like it's everything's thrown off because of the way all the realignment this year. But tonight, Montreal, they absolutely steamrolled Winnipeg again. Took a 3-0 lead. I don't know where that team came from, but
yeah, I didn't think Montreal was that good, to be honest with you.
They pushed around you know, the Maple Leafs. Everyone thought, you know, Maple Leafs were up 3-1, blew that series. And now, you know, they won three in a row here to open the series two. So, what, that's six straight for Montreal. Carey Price is playing out of his fucking mind. Was the best goalie in the league for a long time. And he's, like, kind of channeled back to what he was a few years ago. The other game tonight, too, was a blowout. It was Vegas. They steamrolled Colorado, tied that series up. I still like Colorado probably win it all. They're going to be playing the winner. Well, it's going to be Tampa when that thing is said and done. Because Tampa's about to finish off Carolina. Yeah. The other series is nuts, dude. The Islanders and Bruins. And
that's been fun to follow.
2-2. Barstool's got a ton of good content with that series.
Oh, that live stream. I'm not a big hockey fan, but I could just watch the live stream.
Throw it on an iPad or on your phone while the game's on the TV. It is very entertaining. And
it's unbelievable. You know,
those two teams are just relentless.
Their fan bases
are relentless, but they're two really fun teams to watch too. And the Islanders have a shit ton of talent, dude. And a lot of guys not a lot of people know about. Matt Barzal is a stud. Everly is a really good goal scorer. You know, Brock Nelson's kind of another steady kind of guy. Good player. I just kind of good veteran to have on a team. He's productive, good defensively. you know, and then you know what everybody's got. You know, Boston's got guys that have been there forever. You know, and then they got Pasternak too, who's one of the best players in the world. So, you know, fun two teams, and they're playing just crazy tight series too.
Gotta love it. I need to watch more hockey, and now that you know work's done.
These playoffs have been great. The playoffs, like, especially the fans that are back too. Hockey's a great sport on TV with the fans, that's for sure.
I turned on the Montreal game tonight, and I was already 3-1, and I kind of lost interest in it quick. Yeah. You know,
it's different watching the Canadian games. They don't have fans there, and it's definitely a different vibe.
Damn Canadians, anyway. Let's move into a little college basketball. Real quick, moment of silence. One of the best college basketball coach of all time. We'll be retiring at the end of the 2021-2022 season. If you haven't heard yet, Mike Krzyzewski at Duke will be stepping down at the ripe young age of 74 at the end of the season. So
it is because he wants to hang out with his family at the young age of 74.
Now's the time.
The end of the line is somewhere in the near future. He's got to get it in at some point.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, man. I guess that's valid.
It's going to be weird. No Roy Williams, no Coach K. It's just going to be weird to watch college basketball.
I will say a lot of people think, that it's going to stink not having a villain, especially, you know, Carolina fans or for just a lot of fans in general in college basketball just don't like Coach K anymore, and for good reason, in my opinion. But, you know, I'll be fine hating John Shire. He's going to be very hateable too.
Yeah.
No problem there at all. Especially with, you know, the staff is going to be loaded with all of them. And you know that he's going to be hovering still. You know that he's the cloud of Coach K. And
yep.
He's going to be sitting up in the rafters.
You have a live feed into the cameras in the hallway. And in the gym and
that guy, he can't let go now.
I think he's going to be very different situations, but he might be like Joe Paterno. Like, he might die within like a year of stopping. Like, this guy has been coaching since, what'd they say, like 1974 or something, or 1972?
Yeah, I think it was probably at least since when he was with Army.
But. I mean, here's my question for you, Matt, as a North Carolina guy, does Roy Williams leaving now and Mike Krzyzewski leaving after this year, does that tarnish a little bit of the rivalry between Carolina Duke? Like, my whole life, obviously, Roy hasn't been at North Carolina my whole life, but like all the time I've been watching basketball and really into college basketball, it's been Roy versus Mike Krzyzewski. Does Hubert Davis versus John Shire, does that kind of downplay the rivalry a little bit?
I think no, in a lot of ways, no, because both of them were players for the teams, and both of them are really good players for both teams.
And I think there's just actual hate there for, like,
there's deep the two hate schools in a lot of ways. Yeah, that's for sure. True. And I think, hate is strong, and especially in sports. But I think the biggest thing is, as long as they both recruit well and both of them were key recruiters for both staffs in the last few years, as long as they keep recruiting well and the talent's there, as long as the games matter and are big,
yeah,
those two schools hate each other enough, the rivalry will be there.
If it's still competitive, it'll always be like fun to watch. But if for some reason, like you said, if one of the teams kind of goes and doesn't do well for a few years, that's, I think, where it'll go bad.
The one rivalry that a lot of people say is really intense, and it kind of compares somewhat as Louisville, Kentucky. They both have had a lot of coaching turnover, and the both schools hate each other. They're very close geographically, both great historic programs. So it's very similar in terms of the rivalry makeup, and they've both had tons of turnover, and they both can't stand each other still to this day. So
Calipari,
I don't see that changing.
Probably
at all.
The biggest villain left now.
I mean at this point probably.
But
is,
I love but, it. I love.
Yeah,
it.
I don't I mind. Like I don't mind Calipari as much. He doesn't hide who he is at least.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Yeah,
he embraces it.
Going to be very strange though, not seeing. I mean, obviously we still have 1 year left of Krzyzewski.
Yeah, he's got to go get the gifts at every stop along.
Oh yeah, it'll be interesting to see what each school is going to give him. I'm really excited to see what Carolina gives him.
They better not give him shit.
I bet you they do. I bet you they give him.
I'm going to be very, very, very disappointed if they do. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will, because that's just like, if you don't, you're an asshole, and they're not probably going to just do that.
I'm with you, though. I would not be wanting to do that.
No, don't give him shit, dude.
Absolutely. I'm on your side. I just have a feeling that that's not the way it's going to play out. But last thing I got to bring up, fellas, and as everybody that has listened to the show knows, I am a gigantic jersey freak. I've worn multiple different ones on the show. But I saw this question on Twitter, and I got to bring it up to you guys. Is Nike ruining professional uniforms? The reason I ask is because I saw a graphic. Since Nike took over the NBA jerseys, I believe it was back in 2017, all of the different combinations. And, like, the Golden State Warriors have had 13 different uniforms issued by Nike since 2017. The least amount of uniforms that have been issued to a team was 6. And nearly every team is between 8 and 12. They have got into.
They're pretty much just wanting you to buy, like.
That's exactly.
They're just trying to make more money.
And so then they get the MLB contract. I think that was 2 or 3 years ago. And now they're releasing. Miami did a City Connect jerseys. They were amazing. The Sox did one. They're amazing. Not a huge fan of the Cubs one, but it is what it is. I'm going to buy one anyway. But is there such thing as too many uniforms in professional sports? And is Nike ruining that?
Yeah,
I think it
gets watered down.
I think at some point it's just like, okay, we don't need that many.
There's something about the traditional unis that need to be prominent.
There's almost like, to a point, and we all watch a ton of sports, but if you turn on a game on a random Thursday night and it takes you more than like 60 seconds to realize who's playing who, because
Big Cat makes the joke all the time, and he's so right. When the Jazz and Nuggets are playing each other, I can't tell who's who based on the uniforms.
Yeah,
he's absolutely right about that. He made the joke about it, but it's so true. It is 100% true.
And I'm the biggest jersey freak I know. Like, I'll buy, you know, all the Bulls, you know, City Edition ones. There's some other teams that I just buy the jersey because I like the way it looks. But like you guys said, you're oversaturating the market, and you're kind of ruining it if I'm being honest with you.
They are.
And, like, especially, like, when you think of, like, throwbacks and alternates, like, there used to be something special about seeing a team wear an alternate or a throwback jersey, where now it's like, oh, they have a different jersey on every, you know, third night. It's like, it's not really that special anymore. It kind of, you know, takes away the shine of it. I don't know. Weird, frustrating thing from a jersey freak like me. Boys, anything else on the TCF Sports Minute I didn't bring up?
I think we covered it all.
There's a lot to cover. It's been a while. So, obviously, we stated earlier, summer has officially started. Not officially on the calendar, but who gives a hell, like, what the calendar says. So I want to do some over-unders. It's been a while, so I want to go through some summer activities. You guys tell me if they are overrated, underrated, or properly rated. And I'll start with one of all of our favorites, golf.
Underrated. I love it. It should be everyone should golf. I think
everyone should do it.
If everyone golfed, we'd all be. You take your frustration out maybe on the golf course a little.
Well, and then you also get a little frustrated on the same end, though.
Yeah, but you have that one good shot that just fixes the whole day.
Yeah. That's true.
The world's a happier place. I'll say that when you're
golfing. Get you active a little bit. Pretend like you're active, but you're actually just riding a golf cart.
That's a good point. Patty, what do you got?
I'm going to say properly rated because it's awesome. And that's just, you can't get better than awesome. So.
I guess
I've never properly rated as well, Matt. And Zach, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I'm not like belittling Zach's choice by any stretch of the imagination.
There are definitely times I wish golf was a little bit cheaper at times, but I understand it's also like an expensive, you know.
That's how you keep the riffraff out, Tony. Come on.
What'd you say?
That's how you keep the riffraff out.
I mean, they don't keep me and Zach out, so that doesn't do them that much.
We are the riffraff.
Exactly. So I'd say properly rated, but let's get into some other things. Last weekend, I went fishing out on Lake Michigan. So let me ask you guys, fishermen, is fishing overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Overrated. I don't like to fish. Nope. I I know a lot of people who like to fish, but I just don't get the wanting to, like, you have to catch the fish and then take the gross fish off the hook. It's not my thing.
Yeah, I don't like to fish either. So I'm not, it's not my thing as well. I will say that it's properly rated because I can see why people enjoy it. I can see the relaxation part of, like, just chilling on a boat and, or chilling on the shore, just kind of hanging out and having a couple beers or whatever, listening to a Cubs game or something. But this is not my thing. I got nothing bad to say about it. It's just not my, it's not my cup of tea.
I'm going to be middleman Dan here. I'm going to say properly rated because I look at fishing in two separate ways. I loved what I did last weekend. We go out on a boat like 5 miles offshore. You can barely see the land. Very different. I can't stand to just go like stand on the shore and just throw a rod. Like that sounds ungodly boring to me. I mean, that just, I'd rather literally do anything else. But if you're going to go out on a boat, get out on a lake, you know, bigger body of water, I'm all in. But don't ask me to come stand on the dock when it's 95 degrees out and put a worm on a hook. No, thank you. I'll find something better to do with my time. So here's another one, another outdoorsy activity, camping.
Oh, overrated. Oh, my gosh, no.
Now, I should clarify this. I mean, like, pitching a tent, no pun intended, and, like, starting a fire, not, like, in an RV.
Yeah, no.
Not in, like a, you know, Matt.
Yeah, overrated then. Yeah, I like comfortable camping. Like, give me a good bed. Give me
Matt's a glamper.
Yeah, give me like the nice camper, give me the nice motorhome. I'm all about that. I'll sit by the fire and chill. But yeah, I don't want to lay on the ground anymore, dude.
Absolutely not.
I don't need a. My sleeping bag days are long gone. I don't need a sleeping bag.
I'm definitely going overrated. And I've come around a little bit. I will go out to where you're camping and do all the stuff when it's time to go to bed. I'm going to the hotel. I'm not sleeping in a tent. I'm not.
Yeah, you're Bear Grylls, basically.
I'm not sleeping in your RV. No, thank you. I'm not sleeping in your, you know, tow behind. There is a perfectly fine, you know, Motel 6 somewhere that I can get for $72. I'll go sleep there instead. No, thank you. Let's see. What is the last one I have down? Slow pitch softball season. What do you guys think? Overrated, underrated, properly rated?
I'd have to go with properly rated. I mean, there's a lot of tournaments for it, so I'd have to think it's properly rated.
I'm gonna go overrated because the hardos ruin it. And if you're, I'm gonna listen to me right now. If you're wearing fucking baseball pants and you're playing slow pitch softball,
you want to slide. That's my thing.
Just reel it in. Just reel it in. You don't need to be sliding. We don't need to be sliding. We don't need to slide.
No. Sliding is very dangerous.
So you don't need to slide. Just
take the out.
If you need to wear sweatpants. There's plenty of sweatpants. It's like when the managers in baseball wear the uniform. Like, what are we doing? Yeah, that's
literally one of the weirdest things ever.
What are we doing? It's just, I don't know. It's the whole try hard aspect of slow pitch softball. Like, I like the game is awesome.
Yeah.
It's fun to play. Like, it's fun as hell to play. But yeah, it just like gets to be too much sometimes.
I border on, you know, perfectly rated or a tad overrated for a lot of the reasons Matt says. Like, I love going out. Like, me and Zach both play.
It's such a fun game.
But, like, it's when people are screaming and arguing, it's like, what are we doing here? And I gave up on the baseball pants a long time ago.
I did, too. Don't get me wrong. I had them at one point in my life. I thought I needed them playing softball.
Well, and then one time I forgot them and I slid, and I'm just like, I'm just not going to slide anymore. Therefore, I don't need to wear baseball pants. So
I saw one of my buddies shred his knee playing soft, slow pitch, tore his ACL, and I was like, I don't know that I need to be doing this a whole lot longer either.
Ooh. There's a guy on my softball team that legitimately slides while wearing shorts every week and then wonders why it hurts. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, we're basically playing on a gravel field. Like,
Just take the out. Get out.
Just take the out. Oh, one last one, overrated, underrated, something me and Zach got into a little bit last summer, frisbee golf.
Oh, underrated.
Yes.
I'm underrated. What a
it's
game.
It's got to be underrated.
What a game.
Oh, everybody is walking, in agreement here.
Walking through the woods, you bring a couple cold ones, like maybe in a Yeti cup or something if you need to be discreet with it. Oh, what a game.
Yeah, playing to play it quick. It's
oh, I love
not
it.
Enough
bang and change, man.
Bang and change, bro. Absolutely. All right, boys. Before we wrap things up, we have the TCF top three of summer drinks. These would be any adult beverage. I'm sure we're all pretty well versed in these. Does anybody want to volunteer to go first?
I'll go first, fellas. Nice cold Busch Light. I'm sorry. I know summer drinks. I don't know if you want me to go fancy with it. I'll get into some different drinks, but a nice chill Busch Light. Chilled, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, ice. It's got a chilled works. Chilled works.
I feel like you could just go Busch Light if I said any time of the year, if I chose like the best thing to drink.
I said I'm going to change it up. My next two picks will be different, okay, buddy?
I was agreeing with you. I said
you were trying to say
any time of the year. It's just a basic pick. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Move on. Who wants to go?
Maddie, go ahead.
I don't want you to go.
I'm going to go with the a classic summer drink is the John Daly. It's the Arnold Palmer with vodka. So that's a staple for me. Love it.
Great choice. Very versatile. There's a lot of good choices here because I've become – the older I've gotten, the more I just don't care what people think about me, and I will drink the fruitiest drink you can make at the bar. If it tastes good, I don't care. Call me whatever
you want. We don't drink shame.
I am a – unfortunately, a big fan of a Mai Tai. I love a good Mai Tai. I know big fan of the program. Nick Gons will appreciate that. We're big Mai Tai guys. Find a bar that's got a decent one. Perfect summer drink, especially it's a good patio drink. But you can keep the umbrellas. I don't need that.
Mai Tai guy follows the account.
Yeah, shout out Mai Tai guy.
Tell him to post his best recipe.
Oh, I like that. Because I don't know if I've ever made one at home. I've definitely, it's been a bar thing.
Zach, maybe we got to cut that up and tag him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see, second round pick. You guys are going to hate on this. I love a good pina colada. I love pina colada. I love pineapple.
You coconut son stuff. Of a bitch.
I love pina coladas. I love coconut stuff. So
And I was going to go a specific one. We had a bar at our hotel.
Yeah, you're going to go Miami Vice. I know.
No. This bar at the hotel we stayed at our honeymoon, dude. Pina coladas, they were making them at like 9 o'clock at the bar, the swim up bar. It was like with breakfast, dude. And they were adding like a little bit of cinnamon to it and stuff. Ooh. Oh my God, it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So great call on the pina colada.
Zach, are you a pina colada guy too?
I'll drink it.
Attaboy, I love it.
I'm going to go with I'm going to piggyback off Boomy and go. I'm going to just pull down the curtain. We're going to pop Taylor Swift on. Go out to the pool, and then we're going to drink some hurricanes.
Great choice.
Yeah, give me a big blue hurricane. There we go.
Yep, that's not a bad – and then if you're, you know, running a little low on cash, you can buy the pre-made ones in the big plastic bottles, add some ice, you're good to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Zach, you got two picks.
Before I get my last two picks, if we drink shame here, just get out of here. I don't like that. Who cares what you drink?
If you drink shame, people, stop listening to our podcast. You're not allowed here.
It gets old.
Zach, the U.S. is getting a penalty shot.
This is crazy. I'm going to go with a vodka lemonade. A nice cold vodka lemonade.
I like it.
And then any kind of margaritas.
Oh.
Which?
Heck, I got to ask, are you a shaken guy or a crushed ice guy?
I like the shaken.
Yeah, you like the regular ice cubes?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, because sometimes I don't mind a blended margarita, but sometimes they don't blend it right, and then you get like six or seven.
I like the blended ones like at the restaurants, but if you're making your own, I think
it's
that way. But and then I know I've already had the three picks, but anything like frozen that can get you like drunk and alcoholic, like That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like
you were like, we've got these booze popsicles.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are those good?
Those are they're not the best tasting thing in the world, but they'll get you from point A to point B. And when it's 95 degrees out, they taste pretty solid.
Yeah, I want to get my hands on those things.
They're not bad. They're definitely worth a try. I would recommend buying a couple. Maddie, your third round pick.
I'm gonna go with the Trish. Give me the copper mug, the lime wedge, and I want a Moscow Mule, ice cold.
Yep.
That mug keeps it extra cold as well. Vodka, ginger beer, lime juice. Really simple, tasty drink.
I think a drink is cool when it has like its own.
It's got its own cup. Mug, yeah, for sure.
Like it's like, oh, here's a cup just for this.
Absolutely. Let's see. How do I end this up? Yeah, I'll stay true to myself. Give me a tequila sunrise. I like tequila. It's one of the few, very few liquors I'll drink by itself. But tequila sunrise, give me some orange juice, some grenadine, tequila. Let's rock and roll. Like I said, I don't care if you want to drink, shame me, folks. I am who I am. I like what I like. So
hey, no drink shaming on this show.
None at all. Honorable mention, High Noon seltzers, dude. Ooh, or yeah. Vodka, sodas, whatever. I don't think they're seltzers technically, but those things are awesome, sodas. Man.
Yes.
Yeah, those things water. Are and a vodka soda. Vodka great soda. Too.
Would do you guys like? I was going to say mojito was an honorable mention. Do you guys
mojito definitely.
Does that have a summer connotation to it? Or
definitely.
Okay. Definitely. I do enjoy a good mojito.
Yeah, because it's got that mint, so it gives it that cool taste to it.
Ah, love a good mojito. Any other ones that we forgot, boys?
I don't think.
And of course,
can't go wrong with a good daiquiri.
Oh, I forgot about daiquiris. And I mentioned this earlier.
Margaritas, those are always good.
If you ever go to a place that offers a blended Miami Vice, which is a strawberry daiquiri and a pina colada mixed together.
Ooh.
Oh boy, we drank those in Vegas once, and like we literally would go back to the same casino almost every day just because of their Miami Vice.
That's beautiful.
Impeccable.
It's Pulisic too, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
USA, USA. Well, that was episode 101 of Typical Chicago Fans. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you follow the main page at @typical_Chicago on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Type in Typical Chicago Fans. Give those pages a like. YouTube, make sure you subscribe there for all of our content in video form. Just type in Typical Chicago Fans. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe, rate, review, Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure that you check us out on there. Make sure to follow Zach at @ZLiliaTCF and Maddie @Schools_01. I'm Boomy. You can find me at @BoomyTCF. Head over to our friends over at 26shirts.com/Chicago. Promo code Typical Chicago Fans. 15% off your order. Can't go wrong, man. Their merch is incredible. It fits great. They help out good charitable causes. And 15% off. You need some new clothes walking around this summer. They're breathable. They're not going to heat you up too bad. They're perfect for this kind of weather. Make sure you go check them out. 26shirts.com/Chicago. Promo code Typical Chicago Fans. Boys, anything else?
It's good to be back.
It's great to be back.
Feels good. Feels like a part of me. My heart is whole again. Missed it.
Who are you going to kiss me?
We'll wait to end the show, all right? That was episode 101. Thank you for joining us. We love you all.
See you.
Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.